Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
And welcome back. Oh, what a week it's been.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened with the Trump administration, so we can just skip past that.
Oh, my God.
I was running late because I was watching the Sally Yates interview.
Where was she interviewed now? Is this new?
Anderson Cooper.
Ah. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Apparently, Jason Chaffetz has now requested the memos from the meeting where Trump allegedly asked Comey to just forget about it. Just let it go. Regarding the Russia-Trump investigation.
Oh, but you don't understand. Trump was just saying it as a joke. Like, oh, man, come on.
I picture him singing the song from Frozen.
Yeah.
And now you can, too.
Yes.
So there's way too much to get into there, so we're not even going to unpack that.
Let's unpack it.
There's a lot of shit going on there, and look on Twitter. There's a lot of people angry about stuff there.
Fuck the Twitter.
Yeah, check in next week. We'll see how it's going.
Yeah.
If we're still here next week.
but yes, as of podcast recording Tuesday evening, the world is still in one piece, and Donald Trump is still the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Will that be the case the next time we convene? Probably. Will it be in more doubt? Who knows?
Yes. Who knows?
Because at this point, the biggest problem is nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Ask any Trump supporter, none of this matters. Nothing matters. And that's really the big thing. Is nothing matters.
Is this how democracy dies?
It could be. We'll see. democracy dies with Republicans in Congress not having the stones to do something about it. It's really literally on them.
Yeah.
And not even all of them.
I am really ashamed to have been a Republican at this point.
Oh, you were the black Republican?
I was.
Oh, congratulations. Nicely done. but it wasn't recently.
No.
Oh, okay. The Republican Party is not what it used to be. So
the Republican Party has changed a lot over the last 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, both parties have.
Yeah.
But
1990, in the 1990s, I was a Republican.
I blame the military for that. Someone you're fresh out of the military, uh-huh. In the military. I see a lot of that. Oh, no. Law and order, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Let's relax.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that the people in the military serve. That doesn't mean that they're all brilliant.
No.
Or ethical. Or Michael Flynn.
Listen, there's always going to be a few rotten apples. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always going to be some rotten apples. That's just
one bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch. That's what Donny Osmond taught us.
Back in the 70s.
It's true. He also taught us that having a weird, almost sexual relationship on stage with your sister was okay. So, you know, Donny Osmond, you take a little here, you take a little there, and you sort of figure it out. coming up on the show today, we're going to have a little bit of a talk about sexy time.
Mm.
Plus a bear honks a horn.
What?
And a man hates Portland, Oregon. Has a very odd way of showing it.
I mean, I know a lot of people that probably don't really care for Portland too much.
Well, you know what I call them? Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, just because your soccer team's up there.
It's true, but I like Portland. It's a cool place. And our old pal Justin had just moved up there.
Yeah?
Justin Lair.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Packed up his Airstream and moved to Portland.
Moved to Portland.
The man who loved Midtown Sacramento more than anybody I know has moved to Portland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you know what he loved more than Sacramento? Money.
I can see that.
So you can't really blame him.
Nope.
All right. So this past week, we had two big occasions. We had Mother's Day, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But the other big thing that we had this week was Kareem in the happiest place on earth.
Oh, yeah.
The most overrated place on earth.
What?
Yes, the most... Disneyland was cool. California Adventure sucks balls.
You know what's really weird is most of the people I know who have been, you know, that are adults, they go with it. I know you went with a little kid, but that go without children, you know, those people, they're like, oh no, California Adventure's the best.
No, California Adventure sucks balls. I will say, at least say, for Disneyland, the lines move pretty fast.
Okay.
So I had fun on the rides. I will give you that. But the idea of waiting an hour to ride something for 2 minutes, yeah, no, that's overrated.
Well, that's any theme park, really.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I'm just saying.
Unless you time it right. Like, that's the thing. It's all about timing with those parks. Yeah. Go on a Tuesday afternoon, boom.
Yeah, and if you're going to ride the water ride, ride that early so that you can dry in the sun instead of it being at dusk and you're freezing.
Classic. Classic.
And you're freezing when the light parade comes through.
Yeah, you don't want to do it at dusk just as that breeze comes in from the ocean, right?
Yeah.
This is Jason says you should ride this on when?
What's that?
When should you ride when should you go to the theme park?
When should you ride them?
When should you go to the theme park?
Right away.
No, I think the Moody Blues know what you meant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
So that's every Moody Blues song.
I worked at True Value, and like when I went to this True Value store, the owner Hap would play like there's a one CD that he loved, mm-hmm. and like when he was in at work, he would play it like on repeat for like 3 hours. So it was just 3 hours of the best of the Moody Blues,
and it's all pretty much the same. It's a lot of long intros and some weird.
Nights in white satin.
Whiny vocals. That's enough of that.
I wanna do.
Hey, if you like the Moody Blues, like them on your own time.
Okay.
So
we rode Splash Mountain. So it was me, my girlfriend, my baby mama, my son-in-law, and his parents. So for my girlfriend, for some reason, thinks I'm not necessarily theme park. I'm not theme park guy or whatever. So they made me sit up front on Splash Mountain. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, when they take the picture, make sure you have your eyes closed. And my baby mama, same thing, that you're talking shit. And then when we get to the point where you're supposed to be taking a picture, mm-hmm. the two people in the picture who don't have their eyes open are them two. My son-in-law has a kissy face going on, holding his mother's face straight. Like, yeah. Eyes open. Hilarious. And so that was cool. The character breakfast we went to for my grandson's birthday, that was good. Food was really pretty good. So, like I said, overall, Disneyland was cool. I just think it's overrated.
Cause yeah.
I was in the military. Hurry up and wait. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I did that for 4 years, 16 months, and... 4 years.
Hurry up and wait.
4 years, it's like 6 making months, a film. 15 days. Yeah. Right. So yeah. So the other adventure that happened was I got saved by Baywatch.
Yes, that's right.
So me and my girlfriend decided we would ride bikes or rent bikes on Venice Beach and go for a ride and show her Venice Beach because she'd never been down there. And so on the way back, I had stopped to use the bathroom because we were going to go to Hollywood after the fact. And
Jason is now looking at the photo.
Oh,
of
man. I saw them once already, but it's just funny. There's a guy, I mean, like a white guy with flip-flops, cargo shorts, a polo and glasses is like it has a nice tan, is unlocking a restroom door.
Oh, he didn't unlock it. So if you go back to the picture, you can see there's a little bit of space under. There's about 10 inches of space under the door.
Yeah.
And luckily that door actually faced the ocean. So I had a breeze coming through.
Oh, yeah. Those things are horrible, man.
So I got locked in the porta potty or in the bathroom. And so my girlfriend goes to the bike people we rented the bike from. Oh, and she was like, I said, you know, I called her. I was like, hey, I'm stuck in here. And she said, well, let me lock up the bikes. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about you locking up the bikes. You need to get somebody to get me out of here. So she goes back to the bike people. They couldn't help her. They sent her to the parking attendant. They couldn't help her. They sent her to the city. The fucking people that work at the city of Venice Beach get off work at 2:30 apparently. Because they weren't there. And so she called the lifeguard. The lifeguard station is on the phone number is on the building. So
at what point were you contemplating a 911 call?
When she went to the city of Venice Beach and there was nobody there. So, and I was like, all these fucking police officers and firefighters we saw as we were riding around, you can't find one. She's like, well, they're not here now. I was like, what the hell? Like, are you not looking?
Yeah, all you have to do is roll through a stop sign.
Look at the face on Kareem right there. That's like a man. Like he's like
fresh out of the bathroom.
Yeah, he's
the bathroom.
Like, man, I thought I was going to die. Rescued
from the glory hole.
Oh, man.
So lifeguard's name was Ian. So he comes to the door and he was like, are you okay in there? I was like, how the fuck are you on Venice Beach with all this money? Y'all got shitty ass bathrooms.
I like that three of them showed up to try and help, too. Yeah. They all look very perplexed.
And so he... I heard the guy on the radio say to him, well, if it's not an emergency, then go on to the next call. And I was like, ask that motherfucker if he's ever been locked in a bathroom. So he stayed around long enough. So he got some little device and he jiggled a handle a little bit. And then he was like, well, the axe and the crowbar are next. And I was like, well, you better know how to use one of the motherfuckers before you start using it. And so he did something with the handle, the lock, and then it ended up letting me unlock it. Because before I would turn the lock and the whole mechanism turned. And so that moved the slide just before the fire department got there. Uh-huh. Like I got walked out of the bathroom and the fire department was driving up. So they were going to take it out. But yeah, when she got to the city and couldn't get it, I was like, that's when I was thinking about calling 911.
Yeah.
And the other thought that went through was like, okay, if I call 911 for being locked in the porta potty of Venice Beach, I will be on the news.
It's true. It's true, because someone will hear the scanner and they will roll somebody out to get a shot. A tourist from Northern California was rescued from a bathroom on Venice Beach this afternoon.
Yes. I was like, man. Part of me was like, that might be worth it. But then I was like, no, I don't want to be a meme. I do not want to be a meme.
Speaking of memes, I saw this that you guys are looking at on the TV screen posted on Facebook. And it is a photo. Now, the original photo is of Eazy-E wearing the fingerless gloves with his Compton hat and his windbreaker. Everybody knows this photo of Eazy-E. Someone photoshopped Donald Trump's face into this under the sunglasses, didn't really do a great job with the fingers, and changed Compton to America on the hat. Left the hair, by the way. Left Eazy-E's hair. And put on the meme, straight out of fucks, hashtag MAGA. Make America great again. Now, I am probably one of the last people to get upset about casually racist things that people think are funny, because I'm like, they're idiots. They think it's funny. This pissed me off. It's like, what are you doing? What about this does anybody think is funny, clever? I mean, anything. What explanation could there be for Donald Trump's face to be photoshopped into an Eazy-E photo? I mean, other than wishing he'd die of AIDS, is there anything about putting Donald Trump in Eazy-E's place that makes sense to you, Jason?
Not in the slide. I mean, I saw it and I'm so numb to it all now that I was just kind of like, well, more stupid people. That's like all I could think is like, it's mildly offensive and it's stupid. Next, what's the next thing that somebody that's a Trump supporter going to prove or show to me that's going to make me think otherwise when I see something that they made? Yeah, I don't know.
Kareem, what was your thought when you saw this photo the first time?
Eazy-E was a Republican.
That's true. Well, he at least by the end, because he was rich.
Yeah, he went to the Republican convention.
No, oh, well, perfect.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't. But does this still make any sense at all?
No, I'm like, I don't even understand
the point.
The point, yeah.
And if you're gonna go through and do all that, Photoshop the hair. Why would you leave Eazy-E's hair on Donald Trump? It makes nothing about this makes any sense.
And the thing is, the person that did it was probably a racist white person. So I don't even understand why you would put him as a gangster black person.
That's what I don't get. That's like, why would you even? That doesn't even make any sense. That's like the people that I get really upset with that are like white guys that I know that are racist that listen to rap. And I just don't get it. I cannot wrap my head around it.
No pun intended.
They can't either.
What do you understand anything right now about anything?
No, you know, nothing makes sense. And the problem is everything is, anytime something happens that's absolutely batshit crazy, there is a huge swath of people who either, at the very least, they're Republicans. Who are like, what's the big deal? Why does this matter? Let's move on. Give them a chance. Why does this matter? Why does threatening the FBI director or asking him to drop an investigation, why is that a thing? Why is that important? So what? He met with the Russians in the White House and gave them intelligence. He's allowed to. He's the president.
You know, the thing that's crazy for me is that to think, like, it's somebody that, like, when I think about the things the FBI has done in the past and what they stand for, you know, like, it's so hard to, like, want the FBI to win in some ways, you know? Like, I mean, they've had a pretty good stab at it since Ruby Ridge, you know, and since the 90s, you know? They've had a nice turnaround. They've been good guys. But historically, I don't know, man. And right now they're like our only hope. Like, it's like, FBI, come on, guys. Like, CIA is silent, you know.
Well,
so
they're silent doesn't mean anything.
When you don't hear about the CIA and they're not coming up in conversation, don't even worry about it.
So when he did what he did last week to Comey,
sure.
The way he did it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, they were already going to get him, but after doing that, like, he will be lucky if all he ends up with is jail time.
Well, and the interesting thing is okay, so you fire him. You have a right as the president of the United States to dismiss the FBI director. You do. But to then all of your surrogates come out and make all of these excuses and it wasn't about this, and then you sit down in an interview and goes, you know what? I was thinking about this whole Russia-Trump thing, and that's not really a story. That's fake news. So I figured, you know, I'm going to fire him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're out there talking about how the FBI director didn't have the support of the FBI, which has been contradicted numerous times at this point, and they're going to find out just how wrong that was.
If he didn't have the support of the FBI, Barack Obama would have fired
him. Mm. Well, and he probably would have resigned.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have the support of your subordinates, especially in a position like that, you can't succeed. And at a certain point, you just go, I've lost their confidence. I have to step down. Yeah. You do it quietly. It's for family reasons, whatever.
Yeah. So you don't, not only do you disrespect this guy, like, in the worst way by not telling him that he's fired, but you do it. He finds out while he's talking to his people on the news.
Right. On the West Coast. And Trump sent his personal bodyguard to deliver the letter.
Like, his bodyguard is more important. Like, his bodyguard, he's going to need his bodyguard in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where he's headed.
It's very interesting. It's very Banana Republic is what it is. And I don't mean the store at the mall.
Yes. And I think some Republicans are going to end up in prison with them. Just because they are not doing, just because they won't stand up.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And originally, what I've heard is that this would be a 12 to 18 month process, but everything that they've been doing for the past week and a half has been nothing but like putting nitrous to the fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, they're turning the NAS on.
Yeah. And when he go, like,
and by say they, I mean the White House.
Well, and he's going overseas. He's getting ready to go overseas.
He's gone. He's over.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. I mean, like, it's like, that's,
yeah. When he gets, yeah, when he gets back, he might be lucky if they're not waiting for him with cuffs when he gets.
Yeah,
back.
He might end up being a resident with, like, he might be staying in the same place Snowden is. Who knows by the end of next week?
Yeah. Well, they've childproofed NATO, so he can't hurt anything there.
Yeah. And then I was reading right before I left home that the Russian money laundering investigation that the guy in New York had been working on before he fired
settled.
Him.
Yeah, that settled.
That settled.
For next, it was $6 million, but that's nothing.
Yeah. So that was, that. I mean, you know, you got to think that was him. And, you know, Giuliani was on that, in that probe as well. So there's some more stuff coming.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has no idea. What he thought that the IRS was up his ass.
Yeah.
Wait until somebody, like, the reason that settled probably so quickly and settled for that amount, they probably copped some type of deal. Yeah. And like now somebody's gonna be testifying and other stuff's coming down.
Yeah.
Other just like that.
Down. Yeah.
Like that's everything's getting ready to happen. Like
they didn't just walk $6 million. It was the $6 million and some testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah, because $6 million for people like this is literally nothing.
Yes, it's $6 million and testimony. So, yeah, he's, wow, it's going to be interesting,
but
to say the least.
Mother's Day was this last weekend also.
It's true, it was. I'm glad we didn't talk about Trump and any of that stuff going on. Any Mother's Day stuff for you, Kareem?
Not really, because we were on our way back from Disneyland. So we did have Mother's Day brunch that morning.
Oh, everyone had Mother's Day brunch.
Yeah, we had Mother's Day brunch at Mimi's Cafe in Anaheim. And yeah, so that was it. And just got to, I had to make phone calls between driving.
Yeah. We went up and met my mother-in-law at Rolling Hills Casino. For Mother's Day, and gave her a Mother's Day gift, which was a collage of wedding photos printed on a metal sign.
Awesome.
Through Shutterfly. Leslie made it. It came out really, really nice, and we drove up and gave that to her. And we got there, and they have the buffet. The line at the buffet was stupid long. And I look over, I go, they have a steakhouse here, too. So we went over to the steakhouse. I said, hey, can you get us into the steakhouse? And I said, oh, it'll probably be about 30 minutes. And he was like, all right, cool. So they had a buffet at the steakhouse, so we went there. went and sat at the slot machines for 30 minutes, and then they paid us, and we went and sat down, and then drove back. So that was Mother's Day for me. Jason, I know this is first Mother's Day for your lovely wife.
Yeah, so last year she was with child, so uh-huh. I did get her a small Mother's Day, you know, thing. But this year I bid at a silent auction at work for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I made a donation of $115 for a silent auction for some VIP Sac Republic tickets.
Oh, okay.
Behind the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I got those, and she loves soccer.
Oh, good.
So I got that. We're going to go on this week. This coming, we'll talk about that on the other show. But that's, yeah. I got her a nice present like that.
Nice.
The night I came home from a show on Saturday night, and I did the dishes and everything, cleaned up the kitchen. So, because she'd made comments, because we had some pots and pans and stuff like that that had just been a little bit neglected. And, I mean, like, you know, 2 days old. I cleaned all that up, and then I made her breakfast in bed. We did not go to brunch on Sunday because I worked in the service industry.
By the way, it's okay to bring your mom out to brunch other times of the year.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to brunch on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't. You can, you know, you can take her to lunch on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
We're doing dinner tomorrow night.
There you go. See, I mean, like, there's a whole, you can just say, hey, mom, I love you, call her and say, we want to take you out to dinner on Friday. All right, there you go. Bam. Yeah. Solved.
Stop being part of the problem.
Yeah, be a part of the solution. The waitresses and waiters will love you for it. They will.
Mm-hmm. Now they'll hate you on Valentine's Day when you're there because you feel contractually obligated, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that too. It's just forethought. That's all. You just have to have forethought. So that was like what we did, and kind of went to the park, went grocery shopping. Chris had a, she said she had an amazing Mother's Day, so that's what I did.
That's good. Well, a South Carolina woman did not, because she repeatedly smacked her young son in the head because the child had only made a Mother's Day card for his grandmother.
Well, that might be because grandma's mama.
Oh, man.
You know, should be around more than once a week.
You know, we don't know what went into all of that, but responding to a 911 call about a disturbance at a Spartanburg, South Carolina home, cops found the young boy in tears. The child complained that his head hurt, and he was sad. The boy was in the residence with his grandmother, sister, and his mother, Chantrell Murphy, who's 30. The child's grandmother told officers that Murphy struck the boy three times in the head in a hard manner. That's a quote. The boy's sister told police that she saw Murphy strike her sibling, quote, in the head really hard a few times because of a Mother's Day card. The girl added that the victim made his grandmother a Mother's Day card and not Chantrell. Murphy cop's charge became upset the card was not for her and tore it up before hitting the boy in the head repeatedly. Patrolman spotted reported spotting a handwritten card torn into pieces. The boy was transported to a local hospital for evaluation and released after no trauma to his head was detected. So that's good. Murphy told police that she did not strike her son in a hard or violent manner. However, she was arrested for child cruelty, booked into the county jail, later released on a personal recognizance bond. She was recently arrested for domestic violence, but that charge was dismissed last month by prosecutors. I'm seeing a pattern.
Yes.
Maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you shouldn't have dismissed that charge last month, prosecutors.
Yeah, and yeah, like I said, grandma's raising him, so grandma gets a Mother's Day card. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he probably calls her Chantrell and calls grandma with grandma.
It's entirely possible. Meanwhile, in Ohio, the Florida of the North, a man was admitted to the hospital after shooting himself in a very sensitive area. According to Toledo police, they got a call after Murad Hamadallah was heard screaming that he'd been shot while getting out of his car. The caller told police that he watched Hamadallah walk toward the garbage can on Manhattan before eventually falling to the ground. When crews arrived, they found Hamadallah with a single gunshot wound that went through his penis.
Oh, man.
And right thigh. Police found a bullet hole in his driver's seat. The gun was found behind the garbage can on Manhattan Street. Hamadallah was taken to the St. Vincent Medical Center in Toledo for serious injuries, but he is expected to be okay, although he's never going to pee right again. You just imagine shooting everywhere outside. Yeah.
I saw a bullet hole, and I thought for a second that it said butthole. And the police found a butthole in his driver's seat. I was like, wait, oh, bullet hole. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they do not say what type of gun it was. I have to imagine it was a small caliber.
It had to be a small caliber.
Otherwise, it would have just torn a chunk out of it. Because to go, I mean, even if you're girthy, I mean, a bullet's going to make a pretty decent size hole.
Yeah, maybe like, what, 22?
Yeah, I would think so. Something small. Maybe it was a BB gun.
Air rifle. He pumped it 28 times.
It went, oh, my wang. Meanwhile, an Oregon man was arrested for masturbating vigorously in public. Told police he engaged in the lewd display because, and I quote, that he fucking hates Portland, end quote, and he wanted to return to jail.
Oh, man. Oh.
Terry Lee Andreessen, 59, was collared after...
Couldn't he just move?
You'd think. Was collared after several witnesses reported that he was pleasuring himself on the sidewalk outside a social services agency.
And the guy's asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's at the place that they're supposed to help you at.
I don't know what that thing on his head is either. according to the probable cause affidavit, his erect penis was exposed to the public while he masturbated vigorously. And if you're going to masturbate, you should, you know, be vigorous about it. I mean, unless you want to spend some time with yourself, but you don't want to do that in public.
Well, I mean, when you're doing it in public, you have to do it vigorously. Like you can't half-ass it. I
suppose you could be making eye contact with people and going slow, but that's just going to lead to bigger charges.
I mean, if you're doing it, if you have your, like, you can look at somebody maybe and like keep it in your pants and do it, you know, slowly. But if you're full on out, if your weighing is like in the is out, you know what I mean, like. You gotta do it vigorously.
Sure.
So, I mean, at least he had that going for him.
When the police showed up to ask him why he was masturbating in public, he reportedly replied that he was using methamphetamine and wanted to get locked up because he fucking hates Portland.
At least he's honest, man.
There you go. His rap sheet, court record show, includes convictions for public indecency, theft, assault, and passing bad checks. And making bad decisions. And having a bad mustache.
So you have to tell your kids, do not write bad checks. It only leads to masturbating vigorously in public and using methamphetamines. Don't pass a bad check.
It's true. All right, let's do it. It's time for Cool or Tool. First up in Cool or Tool, greeting cards. Greeting cards. Kareem, let's start with you.
Greeting cards are tool.
Jason.
They're cool. I love getting them.
Yeah, I think they're cool, too. I love getting them, and I read them, and quite often I will keep them.
Yeah.
But I found it's very interesting. Leslie's family not as sentimental about cards as my family was growing up. So while they appreciate them and they look at them, quite often they will immediately go back into an envelope, never to be seen again.
I might put it in an envelope, but just so it keeps, you know, in better condition.
Sure. When you throw it in the trash the next day. I'm next in Cooler Tool. Bullets. Bullets, Jason.
Bullets are... Well, when they're used properly, they're cool. Bullets are cool.
Kareem?
Bullets are cool as long as they're not going in your penis.
The Washington Bullets were cool, and then they changed their name because they're like, there's a lot of violence here in the city. We can't have the team named the Bullets. Oh, because that eliminated crime in Washington, D.C. When they renamed that team the Wizards, oh, my God. They did nothing. Everybody put their guns down and started playing Magic the Gathering. It was great. Idiots. And finally, in Cooler Tool, protests. Protests. Kareem.
Protests are cool.
Jason.
Cool.
In this case, tool. Literally. And that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. I made sure it was up to date and working properly, and been getting a little bit more action this month. So
you saw some action this last month?
Little bit. Still could use some work. So Mother's Day just passed. Father's Day is coming up. Mm. It's time to get something for your dad.
Should let my wife know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she should. She should go hit that Shop Amazon tab and get you something nice.
I made it a tab on her computer, so.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Just that easy to do. Did you do it with the updated one? I updated the link. I made sure the link was completely updated. So if you've already done it, go back and hit the Shop Amazon tab again.
I'll do it again.
Because I wanted to make sure it wasn't something on our end.
Oh, that was nice of you.
So we're good to go now.
Well, good.
Excellent. So that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. All right. I saw this story and I said, hey, this is a great story. So I said, let's talk about it. Police in Virginia say a 200-pound black bear accidentally locked itself inside a resident's car.
Oops.
That is an oops. That is an oops. But the bear, just like Kareem, did not settle for being trapped somewhere he didn't want to be. No, no. The bear honked the horn until he was freed. The Roanoke County Police Department said Glenvar area resident Ryan McClanahan and his family woke up at about 5 a.m. to the sound of their car's horn blaring. Officer Thayer responded to the call and discovered a 200-pound black bear had managed to get into the unlocked car and then closed itself inside. Lock your car. The baby bear found some treats inside and caused minor damage to the vehicle. That's from a Facebook post from the police. The officer was able to open the back door, and the little guy, that's right, the 200-pound little guy, eventually found his way out and ran off into the woods. So that's some good crime prevention from Officer Thayer. He says, always lock your car doors. It's not just thieves that break into your car. So that's The family said, "Thank you, Officer Thayer. It was quite alarming. We appreciate your swift, effective action." That's from the family in a Facebook comment. there's a bit. Looks like the bear's driving the car in this photo. The bear's like, "Hey, let me out, car." Yeah. Poor little guy, and he's like, "Don't take my picture. Don't take my picture, motherfucker." No, he's given the Sean Penn.
If they have comprehensive insurance coverage, it will be covered.
If they have any insurance coverage, it should be covered.
No, you have to have the cop. Well, other than collision coverage.
Yes. That's very good. Thanks, Jason.
The more you know.
I thought you said you had to have the clap. I was like, what?
Yeah, you had to have the clap. Didn't you know?
You do need to have the clap. Hold on.
I like that. That's neat.
What do you like?
The clap is neat.
No. Those buildings and stars cut into blackout curtains and turns your windows into a nighttime city.
Oh, yes, it's a screensaver for the Google.
The Google Chromecast.
Ooh. All right, it's sexy time, everybody.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What is sexy time? Well, you're about to find out. We start out in near Seattle, where a woman was arrested for having sex in broad daylight just feet from a busy Seattle street. Surprised a cop when she removed a dandelion from her vagina. That's according to court records. Police received a pair of 911 calls reporting that a man and woman were engaging in sexual activity in a parking lot of a restaurant in Kent. That's just outside Seattle. The duo, witnesses reported, were trysting in full view of the restaurant, patrons, passing cars, and pedestrians. As alleged in the probable cause affidavit, Charity Flores, 36, was seen performing fellatio on Antoine Howell, who's 37, who also uses the surname Golbienko. She was naked from the breasts down, while Howell had his pants down and his penis exposed. Flores cops say subsequently turned around and bent over, and Howell began having sexual intercourse with her. When the cops showed up at El Señor Pollo de Kent, that's the name of the place, El Señor Pollo, Howell was placed under arrest. The search of the suspect turned up a vial of PCP.
Oh, that makes now it's all making sense.
Well, Howell expressed himself by grunting and appeared to be under the influence of the drug. Flores, well, she was detained shortly after she boarded a city bus. Now, according to court records, she's frequently engaged in public nuisance crimes such as trespassing, disorderly conduct, and was previously convicted of indecent exposure. Cops say she often exposes herself to the public and responding police officers. Following the apprehension, she allegedly exposed herself to one patrolman and then removed a dandelion from her vagina. After being transported to the local jail, she stripped naked in the cell. So, wow. Sometimes that's sexy time. The dandelion not seized as evidence.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was a miss. That's evidence.
It can be. Evidence of what? Not watching where you put in your vagina.
Wow.
All right. Well, from Washington State, it's time to go to Pennsylvania, where Conrad Gablecki, the 30-year-old Maryland man, been charged with indecent exposure and open lewdness after he engaged in oral sex with a woman in the dining room of a Pennsylvania McDonald's. And who hasn't been there? According to investigators, Gablecki and a woman who is yet to be apprehended trysted publicly on a Thursday afternoon back in March. The McDonald's workers spotted the duo's illicit activity and chased them from the restaurant in York, Pennsylvania. Gablecki, who lives about 40 miles south of the McDonald's, was charged in district court criminal complaint. His rap sheet includes convictions this year for public drunkenness and disorderly conduct. Back in 2012, he was sentenced to 60 days in jail and placed on probation for 2 years in connection with charges he exposed himself to a woman and her 5-year-old daughter on a Maryland beach. So he is a classy, classy guy. That's great. That's great. Nice job, dude.
Okay. Bitch with a mean head game.
Mm-hmm. According to his Facebook page, he works for a landscaping firm. Yeah. In posts last year, as Kareem said, he wrote about seeking a bad bitch with a mean head game. And, well, who doesn't want that? and a girl who is a super freak plus funny plus down to earth plus spontaneous plus drama free plus sense of humor plus easy to conversate with, just talk about everything and anything. Well, sure.
He knows exactly what he wants.
He wants what everybody wants. And by the way, sexy time not over yet. Oh,
oh
no.
Yes.
It's time to go to the Upper Midwest, where a man with a vehicle fetish has been sentenced to treatment and probation. What's a vehicle fetish, you say? Well, in Saginaw, Michigan, a 26-year-old man with a self-professed fetish for rough-running cars will avoid prison time and instead receive mental health and sex offender treatment, along with 5 years probation. His name's Jordan Haskins. He was sentenced on Monday on 8 felonies and 2 separate auto incidents. See, he's a habitual offender with a criminal history of multiple incidents involving a fetish he refers to as cranking. What's cranking, you ask? Well, you're going to be sorry you asked. It's an act that entails removing a vehicle's spark plug wires to make the vehicle run roughly to help reach sexual self-gratification. The sentence of long-term probation with mental health and sex offender treatment was handed down instead of prison time.
Does he have to register as a sex offender?
I believe he was.
So.
His attorney said, "It's something I don't think we understand as attorneys, but he's going to benefit from treatment and counseling." No, he will not have to register as a sex offender.
I was going to say, what is he can't get next to a vehicle?
Yeah.
Or tailpipe, what?
He's not allowed to get a driver's license.
Back in April, he pleaded guilty to 6 counts of unlawfully driving an automobile, 1 count of malicious destruction of property, and 1 count of breaking and entering into a building with intent to commit unlawfully driving away an automobile. The felonies against Haskins stem from 2 vehicle incidents, one involving cranking and the other joyriding. Oh, boy. Now, it's unclear what happens when he does this. It's like, is he excited? You know what? I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's. I don't even know how it works. Like,
their explanation is really unclear.
Yeah. Like, so he makes the vehicle run roughly, so when he's inside of it, it vibrates differently, and that's what helps him?
All right, hold on. Let me see. Let's go to Wikipedia. A car cranking fetish is a sexual fetish involving an interest in people trying to start cars. It's more prevalent in men, hence most of the cranking fetish material involves women cranking cars. Older cars are usually used. La 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 la. It doesn't. Apparently, there's websites for this, which I'm not going to.
Let's just do one video.
I'm not going. I am not going to pumpthatpedal.com. I am not going to crankandpump.com. Not doing it.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to pedalvamp.com.
Pedalvamp.
Not going to any of those. I'm sorry.
What was that crank one? The crank and...
You look it up on your own time. Look it up on your own time. Because I want no part of that. All right. So... Kareem, you've had to hire people before, right?
Yes.
Jason, have you had to hire people?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sometimes the worst part about hiring people is the people you have to go through to get to that person. And so you almost can't blame somebody for wanting to have a little fun when people who really maybe shouldn't be applying for jobs apply for the jobs because they're unqualified or something about their resume or something strikes you as odd. Well, in England, a graduate job seeker, has spoken of her horror. Horror, she says. I don't know that it's horror. She might be overstating it. She was called a home-educated oddball by a prospective employer. Her name is Anna Jacobs, and there was a description by Tecomac Environmental Services inviting her for an interview. Attached, seemingly by accident, the comments suggested Ms. Jacobs was, quote, worth an interview if only for a laugh. The company said it was investigating thoroughly, but added the comments had been taken out of context. Ms. Jacobs told the BBC Southeast today that she initially was excited to be invited for the interview for the position of office administrator, but then she saw the, and I quote, absolutely awful summary, and that she was furious. Below the formal invitation, the email read, home-educated oddball, K can't get a job since leaving uni, forages for mushrooms. Difficult to assess from her CV might be very good, but equally could be a biscuit short of a packet or a left-wing loon tree hugger. Worth an interview, if only for a laugh. I think that's what's called lowering expectations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in the most, in the best way of doing it. So far, she's received no apology or explanation from the company. Employment lawyer Richard Atkins said all job seekers are entitled to equal treatment when applying for positions. On the face of this email does not show she has been treated with fairness and respect, he said.
No, get over yourselves. Come on. Like,
who does this? I mean, if that's not, you know, if you don't want to hire her, fine.
Right.
Don't fucking interview her and don't.
Yeah, don't bring somebody in, waste their time, waste your time.
Like, who has enough time to do that?
Right. I don't have time to bring in people just for a fun interview.
No.
If I bring you in, I better, you know,
I didn't take it as that. I took it as, you know, maybe, like, listen, sometimes somebody comes in and nails the interview and, mm-hmm. like, they're really awesome, you know? And it sounded like from what they saw, they're like, well, she's, let's see what she's like. Let's see if she can nail an interview. Maybe we'll give her a chance. Like, that's what it sounded like to me. It didn't sound like it sounds like she got an interview and that was her opportunity to impress, mm-hmm. and make, them think that she was worth the job. I don't know, man. She got an interview. There's probably at least, 90% of the other people that did not even get to that point, you know? So she's at least getting an interview.
It's true. But, and here's the, you can think that. You shouldn't, but you could think that. That's not something you put down in an email. Or anywhere. Do not type that into your computer. That's something you tell Bill in the break room. Or you have Bill into your office and go, Bill, we should probably talk to this one. She might be okay, but yeah, maybe she's a loon. We don't know. Let's bring her in and see. Do not write it down. Don't write it down. Don't record yourself saying it, you idiot.
Yeah.
I don't care where you are. Yeah. Hi. Hello, England. I know you're... Here's the thing. British people aren't any smarter than we are. No. That's a wonderful fallacy that's been propagated by people. They're not any smarter than we are. What? They just talk pretty. That's only some of them.
Yes.
That's only some of them, mate. Some of them talk like this, and they're not that smart.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. I'm sorry. I will not accept that from you, Jason. Do not. Oh, because there's British people that are also stupid.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
A Florida teenager is facing a battery charge after he threw a 68-year-old woman into a swimming pool. After she complained about the noise level at a raucous party at a North Lauderdale housing complex. As detailed in a Broward County Sheriff's Office report, the victim, Nancy James, a board member of the Players Place Homeowners Association, sought to, quote, stop an unauthorized pool party.
Oh, man.
Let's take a listen to what it sounds like when an old lady gets thrown into a pool. There's an old white lady with a tiny dog trying to yell at a bunch of African-American young adults or teenagers. It's not going to work out well. He then picks her up and then he falls over before he can throw her into the pool. He literally picks her up and then slips and falls down. So that's where that goes from there. I'm going to skip. He falls down on the ground. She's on the ground. And then he picks her up like about 6 inches off the ground and then throws her into the pool and dives in. And that's all of the people running away because they know, oh my God,
party's over.
Yeah.
Winston throws the old white lady in the pool, the party's over.
Yeah, Leon done fucked up. Leon Balfour, who's 16, lifted her in the air before tumbling to the concrete pool deck. He then dragged the elderly victim several feet. He didn't drag her. He actually picked her up. Still not good. James was frightened and upset and sustained injuries to her leg and shoulder as a result of the incident. James suffered large bruises on her shoulder and leg, treated at a local hospital, and released. Investigators quickly identified Balfour as the culprit, and he reportedly confessed to the crime in the presence of his mother and his lawyer, saying, and I quote, "I messed up and I have to own up to it." I'm guessing that's after his mama told him what was what.
I mean, told him. He got some knots on his head.
What was his name?
Leon.
Leon. It sounds like Leroy Jenkins. It's like he's the Leroy Jenkins of like the pool party.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
He's just like, he's having a good time. We're like, we just ignore the old white lady. And then he's like, come on, guys, let's go. Leroy. And then he throws her in the pool.
Exactly what it was. It was this. It was right.
My favorite part of that is later on when the guy's like, "Oh, come on, Leroy, that was a bad move. Come on, man, you just—that was a bad strategy."
Meanwhile, also in Florida, this is not high school like I remember it, but I guess it's high school in Florida.
Where's the teacher?
All new at 6 tonight, local parents outraged and disguising their voices. They don't want to be identified after students caught on camera twerking and performing lap dances inside a classroom. This incident reportedly happening at Success Academy. It's an alternative school in Fort Myers.
And tonight, some parents want to know how administrators could let this happen under their watch. 4 in your corner, Stephanie Tinoco, taking these community concerns straight to the Lee County School District. Steph?
Well, Patrick, that's right. The biggest concerns people have tonight are, where was a teacher and how could this happen?
It's loud.
No.
And chaotic.
This ain't got no business in the school.
A camera phone capturing girls giving male students lap dances during school hours.
This is like softcore porn in a school.
A concerned viewer sent us these videos, claiming chaos is erupting in classrooms at Success Academy, an alternative school in Fort Myers.
This is supposed to be an alternative school, a school of discipline, a school of restorative justice, and I don't see any justice being restored.
The viewer didn't want to be identified, but told me she's not the first or only one who has told school administrators and district officials things are getting out of control.
We're tired of nothing happening.
Why did you reach out to Fox 4?
Because I know that Fox will get the news out. Fox will get answers. We can't get answers.
I guess the teacher's scared of. I know they are, because I would be.
Joe Elas owns this little convenience store and neighborhood soul food deli right across from Success Academy. He says many students shop here, but was shocked to watch these videos, telling me he's caught kids skipping class before and has tried reporting it to the school.
When I called over there to talk to somebody about that, I never get any answer.
I reached out to the district asking if I could speak to anyone about these concerns. A spokesperson telling me in an email there's no way for them to verify if anyone has shared this information with the school, but we'll work on this to get you answers.
Why are we wasting our tax dollars on a school that's failing us and failing our children?
And maybe it is succeeding in getting us our next generation of strippers. Why can't we be positive?
Is an alternative school like a continuation school? Is that kind of what it is? Like,
Is
it a voucher school?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, so it's like equivalent of Sac High right now, right? Because Sac High is a voucher school now.
Sac High is a voucher school, but the people at Sac High actually
run
so you don't get this.
No, you don't get
but
that.
This is the problem with having that. God damn it, Leroy.
so part of the problem with the voucher schools is all you have to do is have a head count, and then
that's it.
Yeah,
we have one more Florida story for you, by the way.
Oh yes.
Hold on. Why did that stop? There we go. Daytona Beach man accused of torching patrol car as a welcoming mat for the new sheriff, Mike Chitwood.
Chitwood, he should have his car torched.
Mike Chitwood. We'll throw this fella up there on the screen for you guys to look at. There he is. He looks like he could be in a myriad of 70s sitcoms about African Americans. But his name is Frederick Davis. Frederick Davis, sorry, he's 40. He's now being welcomed to the Seminole County Jail. He was arrested on Friday in Seminole County, where he's being held on charges out of Seminole, Volusia, and Orange counties. Investigators linked him to the arson by DNA and comparing audio from the 911 calls and courtroom appearance by Davis. He's a career criminal. Oh, he's got a 911 call. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's check this out. Oh, hold on. In order for you to hear it, I have to take him down from there. Please hold.
Please hold.
Stop that.
EJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that worked out well.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Fucking asshole.
The most of the girls, they had AAA. You let my chick would know that was his welcoming damn man. You sick of you motherfuckers running around here killing niggas. F*** all you motherfuckers.
Hello? 911, where's your emergency?
Yeah, I called earlier. I just want to make sure you ain't got missed for Chitwood.
A message for Chitwood?
Yeah, let him know that was a damn welcoming man over there. Over there off of motherfucking Mason tonight. Let him know that was his welcoming man. Stop killing. It's going to burn all this around here. Trace that, bitch.
Sir?
Oh, man.
So they did, and they found him. And they traced it and they found him. So all's well that ends well. By the way, don't challenge 911 to, quote, trace that bitch. Because you know what that's like? Saying trace that bitch is pretty much the equivalent of this. Trace that bitch.
God damn it, Leroy.
Meanwhile, Union Station officials are investigating a possible hacking after advertising video screen in the station's main hall started playing pornographic videos on Monday evening. The incident was caught on camera by a bystander who said it happened around 5:30 p.m. and lasted about 3 minutes. that would be enough time if you were in the mood when it starts.
Yeah.
In a video, the incident posted on social media and since removed, the large digital screen located in the main hall outside the entrance to Chipotle... Oh, no.
Displayed it's a bad combination.
Right? Displayed videos that were apparently streamed from the website Pornhub. The sexually explicit content was immediately noticeable to passerbys. Some people stopped, stared, and snickered, while others cautiously approached the screen trying to figure out how to turn it off.
Prudes.
What the hell is this? Proclaimed one man, pointing at the screen. Oh my God, yelled a woman who was watching from afar. Finally, an employee of the fast casual restaurant Roti came over to the screen and instructed another person on how to shut off the digital display. That's according to the woman who captured the incident on video. That woman who spoke on the condition of anonymity because she did not want an article about porn to come up when people Googled her name, said other travelers look.
That's good thinking.
Took out their phones too. It's true. You start Googling porn and although who Googles porn?
I have no idea. People.
Yeah. I was pretty speechless. I couldn't believe this was happening in public, and especially during rush hour, said the woman, who'd been sitting down inside the station when the screen switched to the video feed. I mean, it was really explicit porn being shown on this huge screen, and no one could turn it off. Beverly Swaim Staley, president and CEO of Union Station Redevelopment Corp, said that she was aware of the incident and had requested information from the company that leases and manages the property. Said, we've asked them certainly to investigate the incident and to make sure this doesn't happen again. The screens were recently installed inside the station as part of a renovation project to update the building and improve amenities for customers. The digital advertising boards are touchscreen. Yeah, they are. And they usually display a rotation of advertisements and public service announcements, along with an updated directory of businesses inside the station. The digital display can be turned on and off manually, but the videos are sent that are sent to the screens are controlled remotely. She said she didn't hear of complaints about the inappropriate video streaming. Instead, she learned of Monday's incident from building security. So, there we go. That's going to be fun. It's fun rush hour.
Well, the company that is in charge of like putting those videos out, I hope they have like the cybercrime package from in their general liability.
Right.
Because like that's. That could be, you know, somebody comes after them, wants to sue them for damages or something. And so you got to think about the end game there.
That's true. Know? You always have to think about when you're going to reach the climax.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. So I went to the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York, and I said, "What do you have for me, Press Republican?" And we have a police blotter. Dateline Altona, a Plattsburgh man is accused of stealing a log splitter from a 43-year-old man who lives on Helen's Way in the town of Altona. Edward L. Gatto, who's 48, stole the equipment around 7 p.m. on May 4th. That's according to State Police Troop B Public Information Officer Trooper Jennifer Fleischman.
No.
That night, Shazy-based State Police reportedly located it on Godot's property and charged him with fourth-degree grand larceny. That is a felony, by the way,
In
New York State. Godot was released on a ticket ordering him to appear in Altona Town Court. So, there you go. He got a fourth-degree felony and a ticket.
Wow. At least that cheat that the all those logs that he had finally got chopped and split, because his wife has been on him about that.
Oh yeah.
So he finally got that accomplished. He's like, man, that's cool. I'm fine.
Yeah, well, gotta get everything squared away. Yeah, I got. I'm gonna split him tomorrow. And what your problem is? I had a splitter. We're gonna take care of it.
Yeah.
So I'll be good. And what you're talking about? Always on my. I wouldn't have stole, but she was always on my ass about splitting the wood.
Always.
Anyway, that's gonna wrap it up for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks everybody for listening. I'm trying to identify and figure out why that guy hates Portland so much. So I found this song by Drake called Portland, and I think by the end of it, we'll all hate Portland as much as that guy does. There you
possibly.
Go. It's entirely possible. So this is a good place to end. By the way, if you want to turn it off, the show's over. So just do your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab, and we'll see you Friday with a fresh new show. Bye. Fake fuck with me back then, but it's getting hard for you to fake it now. Fuck being rich when I'm 40, man. I'm trying to make it now. Hell no. Never let these niggas ride your wave. No way, no. Never let these niggas ride your wave. No way, no. What? $10 million gotta hide to save. Turn it off! Turn it off! Michael Jordan with the tennis shoes. Those were very bad times. Nigga, I invented you. Ike Turner with the left hand. Griselda Blanco with the trap move. Gangland with the right hand. Undertaker with the tattoos. Never listen to the classroom. Switch it up to bit the last move. I'm a magnet for bad bitch. You got the going out sad bitch. I spent the 50 on the chain. Jason. Who has a beef with Drake?
Everybody.
I've seen that, Kareem, what you're pointing out.
Especially Ghostface Killa.
Well, I'm team Ghostface Killa. I can't do this to my listeners anymore.
I'll give you some suggestions of some good stuff that's out right now.
I think this served its purpose. That's all I'm gonna say. Well, we'll see you on Friday. Bye.